This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So last night at the Super Bowl, two things happened nearly simultaneously. Butler picked off the pass at the one-yard line to secure the Patriots' win, and pre-printed Patriots' win commemorative gear went on sale. It's a huge industry, and a lot of that stuff is fake. Federal investigators have been trying to crack down. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more.
So you buy a cheap counterfeit jersey, or maybe a fake Prada handbag. What's the big deal? Alan Zimmerman is a professor of international business at the City University of New York. He says most people think it's a victimless crime.
Sometimes we call it a Robin Hood syndrome, you know, taking away from these rich firms, maybe thinking that they're rewarding a small local manufacturer, which often isn't the case.
Actually, you could be supporting organized crime, says Brian Cox. He's with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, one of the government agencies involved in Operation Team Player.
Counterfeit products are just a black market revenue stream for criminal organizations to fund their large-scale activities. Everything from guns, drugs, violence, you name it.
So law enforcement works with ports and the post office to try and keep goods from getting into the country, and with marketplaces like Amazon or eBay to try and close online sales. But even still, Cox says counterfeiting remains a multi-billion-dollar industry. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.